Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Samach Dalad, Brachas Samach Dalad, and we continue with Samach Gimel on the base. We'll go back two lines or so. We'll start with the Davar Acher. It's about the midway through the long lines on Samach Gimel on the base. Again, just scheduling note, as if it's starting tomorrow, the first daf of Besecha Shabbos will be offering the daf on the OU website, OU.org. That's where the daf will be on starting from tomorrow. And again, Beth Hashem, we're going to try to be mashlim and bring the old dafim that from the last cycle that I don't give this time over to the website. Beth Hashem, starting tomorrow, it'll be offered on the OU website. Okay, we are up to Davar Acher. We'll start with Samach Gimel Amud Beis. If you remember, we are in the Gemara relating to the Tanoim that came to Keren B'Yavne after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Vespasian, Tein li Yavne v'chachameha, he was able to save the Sanhedrin in order to go to and enable them to go to Yavne. And when they came there, they were all paslu b'chvod achsanya. Remember, we mentioned that Gemara earlier in the Masechta, where we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on his deathbed, and he says, I see two roads in front of me. I see Gan Eden and I see Gehenim. I don't know which road I'm going down on. And the question was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sees two roads on his deathbed. So Rav Soloveitchik and other achronim connected that Gemara with the other Gemara that took ad yom moso, until the end of his life, he still wasn't sure if he had made the correct decision. If he should have asked for more, he should have asked for the Beis Hamikdash itself to be saved. He wasn't sure. So even until the last day of his life. So here we have when they came, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, the Tanoim. Okay, says the Gemara. So they're all Darshanik. So we're in the middle of the drushes. Says the Gemara. We just had the drusha about learning b'chabura. And now we have Davar Acher. Let's start with Davar Acher. Haskes Ushma Yisrael, Kitsu Atzbachem al Divrei Torah, grind yourself on Divrei Torah, Kidamar Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, Minayish in Divrei Torah Miskaim and Elba Misha Mamis Atzmo Aleha. How do we know that Torah does not last except with someone who literally kills themselves on it? Shenemar Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamuz Ba'ohel. This is the Torah. Adam kiyamas ba'ol, right? It's a pasuk out of context in Parshas Chukas, but we dash from there. Adam kiyamas ba'ol, that we have to push ourselves in terms of Talmud Torah. The Lekha Yosher, the Talmud of the Truma Sedeshin, writes in the Tshuva that one time in his Beis Medrash, or maybe the Talmidim write about him, that one time in the Beis Medrash, they were going to bring in a new invention in the 1500s: swivel tables. So that if you're sitting and there's a sefer on the other side of the table, so what you can do is just swivel the table, the sefer will come to you, and wonderful, amazing, Shalom al Yisrael. The Lekha Yosher threw him out of the Beis Medrash. He saw one, he threw the tables out of the Beis Medrash. He said, what are you doing here? It's going to breed atzlus, it's going to breed laziness, you got to get up, you got to do it. You got to be memes atzmo. Right? Memes atzmo doesn't mean that you have swivel tables. No swivel tables in the memes atzmo Beis Medrash. They want us to push themselves, and in that way, make sure that the midah of zrizus is apparent in my actions. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Rishima Shirim, he says, what's the chiddush of Reish Lakish? Don't we know Pasul Melech Tochal, Revivam Surah Tishta? Right, so we need a chiddush here of Pasul Bechot Asanya and the Chazal of Reish Lakish. So what's the chiddush? We know some Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mayam Surah Tishta. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, Venira, in the Rishima Shiurim, to HaMishnah Mairi L'Gabi Misiris Nefes B'Gashmias. The Mishnah, as is explicit, is talking about on the Gashmias level. We have to try to distance ourselves from the focus on Ma'adanim, on pleasures in this world, in order to be Zocha L'Torah. Sh'adam Tzorach L'Vater, Aradifas Gashmias V'Inyani Olam Hazeh Kedil Adakos L'Torah. Reish Lakish is saying something different. Reish Lakish in our Gemara is talking about Mesiris Nefesh Shel HaNefesh V'HaRuach. Mesiris Nefesh in Ruchnias. Shekedei L'Zakos L'Torah Tzorech Adam Lios Muchan L'Sbol Yisurei HaNefesh Shel Elbonos. Even if somebody's going to make fun of my Torah lifestyle, even if someone is going to suggest that what I'm doing is incorrect, number one, or lahodos ala emes, or if I'm talking and I'm wrong about a certain suggestion that I made in Torah, and I have to admit that I'm wrong. So that's not mesiras nefesh in the same way of pas b'melech tochal. So any type of psychological mesiras nefesh, that's the chiddush of Reish Lakish. Adam kiyabas ba'ol, the first siman of Shulchan Aruch, siman aleph. The Torah says we can't be bashful when we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulahodos alabes kishetov lo lizbaish b'fidei amalikim. Then Rabbi Reichman in the footnotes quotes the story. It's quoted in various places. The story that Rav Soloveitchik told over about Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim, when he first was going to become a Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, he was pretty young. So a number of the Rosh Yeshivas there were not so interested in having Reb Chaim. He wasn't Reb Chaim, but wasn't the Reb Chaim that we know. So he started, he was going to give a shiur. So they're like all sitting there. Okay, he quotes the Gedolim that were there. Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, who's in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Charif, and others. And they were sitting there in the middle of the shiur on a sugi in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos. On Islandis and others, in the middle of the shiur, Reb Chaim stops, and he says to himself, "He says, I'm sorry. He says, I just remember there's a Pirush Mishnayis, you know, of the Rambam that contradicts everything that I'm saying. I'm sorry." And he sits down. They wouldn't have known the Pirush Mishnayis. He could have figured out a way to, you know, undo the Pirush Mishnayis from his shiur. But he sat down. They said, someone who is such modal emes, somebody who is ready to be moser nefesh in that way, for modal emes, he said, he could be the Rosh Yeshiva. He could be a Rosh Yeshiva, and that's why he got the job, even though because he was such modal emes, and he was ready to be moser atzmo, moser nefesh, in terms of ruchnius. That type of person is someone who is ready to be the a Rosh Yeshiva in Volozh. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amri Debay. No, I'm sorry, Dabar Acher. Haskesu Shema Yisrael. Has V'yachuka Kases. Has. First be silent, and then grind up. What does that mean? That means first we have to try to cover. We have to get a breath of knowledge before we start grinding and coming up on the road to Chidusha. We'll come back to this later, but Hashem also. First we have to gain the knowledge, and only then we can start coming up, be ma'ayin and being machadish. Kidarava, damarava, lolam yomar adam Torah, v'achar kach yehege. First, we should become familiar with Torah, and then we can delve into it. Rashi says in the top left of the column, what does it mean? Has shtok. Kimova Yahas Kalev. Kalev was silent. Shtok v'ha'azein l'shmua secha, achetei shkur b'ficha. Quiet until you have a basic level of knowledge, and it's shogur b'fiv. V'yavah b'she'edim yusheves l'cha. Even if you don't understand everything, first learn it. First learn it, then we'll figure it out how to put it all together. V'yachar kach, kitatena v'hakshel leha, mash yishal leha l'hakshos. V'chulu. Okay, good. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai. May dichsiv. Mitzchalav yotzi chema, umitzaf yotzi dam, umitzapayim yotzi riv. What does that pasuk mean in Mishle? B'mish ata motzei chema shel Torah. With who do you find the butter of Torah, the delicious quality of Torah? B'mish meki chalav sheyonak mishtei imo. Someone who literally spits out the milk that he nursed from his mother. Aleha. What does that mean? The Marsha says that we spit out extra gashmius, extra continuing to what the previous line said, when we're not focused on the ma'adanim of life. Again, this does not mean that we can't enjoy ourselves in life. Because Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy ourselves. What did the Bali Musar once pointed out? You know, wouldn't it be interesting? I mean, the world could survive if all food tasted like aspirin. Think about that. Hashem could have created all food tasting like aspirin. Basically tasteless. We eat it because we have to. And, you know, we make a bracha because we get nourishment. And that's it. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things taste beautifully. And there's everybody has different taste buds. That's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we didn't need that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. Or, you know, everything in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so much extra. So you're allowed to, but that shouldn't be the focus of our life. And that's what he said. You have to be meki l'chalav. Shouldn't be the focus of our life. Umitz af yotzi. Or like we said yesterday, b'chol d'rachah ta'ev hu yashar achosecha. Like the Rambam says, that everything in life could be used as a tool, as a kli. And in that way, that one can fulfill this chazal. Umitz af yotzi dam. What does that mean? Kol talmid shekoes alav rabo. Pam rishona. V'shosek. A talmid whose rebbe gets mad at him. And he's quiet. Zoche, I mean, he doesn't say anything back, he doesn't try to explain himself, he just accepts what the Rebbe says. Zoche lahavchin bin dam tami ladam tar. He's zoche to be mavchin, right? He spits out dam, he's zoche to psak. Right, if the Rebbe starts screaming at me, you know, sometimes it's not always, oh, I didn't do it, I didn't. You know, we're trying to explain myself, you just listen. They say the story of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is the grandson of Chlushi Arim. So what happened? Sfas Emes was up all night learning. And like right before, like the morning, he went to sleep for 2 hours. He was up all night. And then he got up, and he, I don't know, maybe he came not when his grandfather thought he should come, and Klutshei Rebbe came over there and started screaming at him. How could you come late to davening? I can't believe you have to be the next Rebbe. And he was there, and his chavrusa was there with him. He's like, why don't you tell him you were up until 2 hours ago? Why don't you... So he didn't say a word. After he left, he says, I'm getting a Musa Shavuz from the Chedushi Arif for my grandfather. I'm going to interrupt him. I'm going to say something. He says, no, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to listen. Everything he has to tell me. Don't worry about it. So I know. So what's the big deal? That's this Gemara. This Gemara, then, he was koes, for show's sake. He was ochet to be mavchin between the damim. Umitzapayim yotzi riv. What is that? The third phrase mean? Called Talmud, Shekoyes Lav Rabo Pam Rishona Vishniya, a second time, Vishosek, Zochel Avchin, Beindini Mominis, Ladini Nefashis. Someone who's quiet even a second time is Zochel, to even be Mavchin, between Mominis and Nefashis, which seems to be even a deeper level of distinction. Right, we went from Dam Tamil to Dam Tar, and Dini Mominis, Dini Nefashis. Just Derech Agav, we're going to quote a few Vilna Goats today. Tomorrow's the Vilna Goats Yard site. We'll try to quote him again tomorrow. Yutes, down in Cholomoid Sukkot. But the Vilna Gaon says, Poitzeh, we mentioned this in the past, Parsha Shoftim. Pasuk says, Ki Pali Bech Ladavar, Be Dam Ladin, Be Din Ladin, Be Nega Lanega. The Gra says, all of Torah is three categories. All of Torah can be split up into three categories. Dam Ladam, Din Ladin, Nega Lanega. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Tumah and Tara, Isser Veheter, Usser, and, I'm sorry, Tumah Vatara, Isser Veheter, Chayev and Zakai. Those are the three categories of every question in halacha can be answered with one of those answers. Usser or mutter, that's Isser v'heter. Tamei or tahar, that's dam l'dam. That's dam l'dam. Din l'din is tamei and dam l'dan is Isser and heter. Nega l'nega is tumei and tahara. And din l'din is choshe mishpat mutter, achayev and pater. So all three categories. So here we're going first from dam tamei l'dam tahar, now to mamadis versus nefashis. Titzan, as the Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Baba Basra, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Harotzeh Sheyischakem Yaasok B'Dini Mamonis. Somebody wants to become wise, he should be Yosek B'Dini Mamonis. She'ein Lecha Miktsoa B'Torah Yoser Mehen She'ein K'Ma'ayan Noveya. There is no greater area of Torah which one can be involved in than Dini Mamonis. It is a Ma'ayan Noveya, it is an overflowing spring. Why Dafke Dini Mamonis? One might think it's the Dini Mamonis, that's what every legal system has. So I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig, Dafka Mamonis. Another area of halacha, okay, it's a unique Torah institution. But Mamonis, if I focus on Choshe Mishpat, and I appreciate the differences and the nuances between every other legal system in the world and this legal system, that's the hafchana that's required there, and the appreciation that is achieved by pursuing that hafchana, that'll bring chachma. Harosis yischakim, dafka, the one that's closest to the other legal systems, and I note the differences between them, that'll be, bring tremendous chidushim, that's harosa she yischakim. The Ben Yehoyada, not here, but in Baba Basra, we mentioned this a few years ago, when we did Baba Basra also, he quotes at the last line, She'ein lecha miktsoa b'Torah. Why dafka miktsoa? Not such a common word used in, it's a modern word. But in the Chazal, there's no greater miktsoa than to study Dini Mamonis, than to learn the Afghanis. Why miktsoa? So he says, if you switched around the letters of the word miktsoa, it spells tsoakim. People were screaming at each other. Right? Dini Mamonis brings tsoakim, and also Uksim, they're thorns to each other. Whenever you're dealing with two people in Dini Mamonis, they're thorns to each other and they're screaming at each other. Va'akavana, ki ba'ali dinim shel mamonim uksim ze al ze. V'gam tzoakim, she'in makalim aleim adim b'shtiko u'benachas. And then he quotes, u'maisa be'echad, shedonim chavir lefnei adayin. It's a story that one was in front of a dayan, v'chivo hadayin mea dinarim, and he said you have to pay 100 dinar, and he started screaming at him, and he says to him, what are you making me chayav to pay him? He says, so the guy to the dayan says to him, if I would have posseled up your cow for 1,000,000 dinar, would you be screaming? He's like, no. See, why are you screaming now? He says, yeah, because here the other guy won. The other guy wins. That's so okay. He's like a thorn to me. It's like a thorn to me. Right? So what can I do? He says that's what they're thorns to each other. That's the miktsoa. So he says, look, achi of zeher chulu, That's why the word miksoa, says the Ben Yoyada, is used, because specifically by Dini Maminis, that's what has to be overcome in order to bring out the din. Good. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Maidich Sev Ibn Avalta Behis Nasei Vim Zamosa Yavapeh. What is that pasuk teaching me? We learn Kol Hamenavil Atzmo Al Divrei Torah. If somebody is disgraces themselves literally, Im Navalta Behis Nasei, then you'll be lifted up. So for Lehis Nasei. What does that mean, that you disgrace yourself? Rashi says, you don't understand something in learning, so you ask, even though I think that so other people might look at me funny and I might be embarrassed by asking such a silly question. He says, no. If you ask because you really want to learn, ultimately, sofa lehis nasei. Rashi says, sheshoa l'rabo kol sveiko sav. V'yafo pi sheishpahem shechaver maligam alav. Even though my friends might say, what kind of question is that? Still, if I ask, as it says in Pirkei Avos, lo habay shen lamed, if we ask and we're interested, so then, sofo lehis nasei. Vim zamam. And if you muzzled yourself im zamam yad lepeh, then your yad is going to be on your mouth the rest of your life. Because if I never open up and try to ask and be interested, so then I will never get to the stage where I will be able to open my mouth in public. Good. Pasach Reb Nechemias. That was all Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Rosh HaMedabrim. And now we get to Reb Nechemias. Pasach Reb Nechemias. Bechvod Achsanya. Reb Nechemia, it's interesting that all the maimers about Kvod Achsanya, which is usually the first thing you say, is on the last daf in Brachas. So the first Masechta. The first Masechta in Shas. But the last daf in Brachas is all about poschin Kvod Achsanya. Interesting why that Rabbi Rashi put that here. All the end of Masechta's Brachas. Maybe Brachas is the Achsanya of Shas. Right, brachas is the host. You open up with brachas. Brachas lets us in to the doors of Shas. So we're posted b'chvod achsanya at the end of Maseches Brachas in order to let us in. So one of the achronim say brachas is like the brachas haTorah on Shas. And the brachas haTorah on Shas. What do we say? Brachas? Okay, now we're ready. Now we're ready. I mean, brachas were ready also, but brachas allows us to enter in to everything else. Okay, Pasa Reb Nechemia, Bechvod Achsanya, V'darash, Maidich Seva Yomer Shaul El HaKeni. Shaul said to the Keni, the descendants of Yisro, Lechu, Suru, Rudu, Bitocho, Abaleki, Peno, Sivcha, Imo, V'yatasisa, Chesed, Ibkol, B'nei Yisrael. Shaul warns the Keni to distance themselves from Amalek, because he doesn't want them to get hurt when B'nei Yisrael attack them. Reisi Shuol Ha'alf Tesvav. That's the story of Parsha Zachar, where Shaul did not wipe out everybody. But at first he warns the Keni, V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer, U'ma Yisro shelo karves Moshe, Elech vod atzmo, kach. And originally Yisro didn't really do it, l'shma, be ma'arech Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know that this was a guy that helped out his daughters. He was going to take a bit, but he wasn't like he was going to give him the greatest covenant in the world. But he got such reward, ha'ma'arech talmud chacham b'toch beso. If somebody hosts a talmud chacham, uma achilo, uma shkeyu, uma hanem in the chasav, alachas kaba v'kama, surely imagine the reward for such a person who does the ha'aracha lishma. Pasach Rabbi Yossi b'chvod achsanya. So Rabbi Yossi joins in and says, "Posa b'chvod achsanya v'darash," and he darshes. Lo sisayev adomi ki achichahu, lo sisayev mitzri ki ger hayisa v'yartso. Do not take advantage of the adomi and the mitzri. Why? Because you live there. Have some akaras atov for those Egyptians. That's pretty amazing. One of the most amazing halachas. And the Torah says, ki ger hayisa v'yartso. They threw our babies into the river. Para was no better than any other Russia in the world, in history. And yet, we have to have a Karas HaTov, because for 210 years, you know, they gave us a place to live. Unbelievable. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma mitzriyim shlo karvu es Yisrael. I mean, they got punished, as we know. Right? V'gam es ha'gayishar yivadadon anochi. But still, mitzideinu. Uma mitzriyim shlo karvu es Yisrael. Elo tzorach atzman. the Mitzriim only brought the Jews close Utzorach themselves. Shenem Arvim Yadata V'yesh Shbam Ashi Chayil V'samtam Sari Mikna Al Asher Li. Like Paro told Yosef, you know, if you have any of your Shvatim, any of your brothers that are very strong and powerful, I'd like them for my army, please. So that's why, please, let me know. So that's why they had the Jews there, not because they were being nice. And yet, Kach, yet there's a mitzvah, lo says a mitzri, kach, hama'areach talmud chacham b'toch beso. If somebody has a talmud chacham in their house, u'ma'achilo, u'mashkeu, u'mahanim in a chasav, alachas kaba v'kama. So surely talking about the godless of the achsanya. Also, it could be just historically, they had all these, said all these drushes, they first came to Yavneh, all the people who lived in Yavneh are going to have to like host them now, for right, without no time limit. I don't know when the Sanhedrin is moving. Right, that's why they also, both of Bechlet Asanya, related to their new hosts. Four lines from the bottom. Pasach, Rabbi Eliezer, Bedosh, Rabbi Yosi, Eglili, Bechmon, Achsanya, Vedarish, Vayivarech Hashem, Es Oved Edom, Ba'avur, Arono, Elokim. Remember the story after Peretz Uzzah? And they realized that it wasn't the time for the Aron to go back to brought to Yerushalayim yet. Uzzah is struck down. So David HaMelech sends the Aron to Oved Edom. And there, it's Mizbarech, right? The whole, his whole garden. And if an Aron, where you don't get to actively do something for the Aron, right, as the Gemara said earlier in the seventh parak, Aron Gavrahu? Remember that line? Is the Aron a Gavra that you can count for a minion? We already had that line. Aron's not a person. Ella, keep it very base the fun of. You just sweep in front of it and keep it in a clean place. Kah, that's the Oved Edom gets a tremendous reward. And you give everything to the Talmud Chacham, al achas, kama v'kama. Mai bracha shebirchu, by the way, what bracha did Oved Edom achieve? Amar Yehuda bar Zvida, zu chamos v'ches kaloseha. He had a beautiful wife, Rachel's chamos was the wife of Oved Edom, and eight beautiful daughters-in-law. Rashi says, from his eight sons, and Sheyoldo Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad, that they each had six, they had sextuplets. They had a lot of babies, right? The Gaon Hashas here quotes the Medrash and Shmos relating this to what happened in Mitzrayim, but they know it based on a drasha in Divri Hayamim, based on the number of progeny of Oved Edom. Shnemar, Pul Si Ashmini, V'kiberchu Elokim, Kol Eila, B'bnei Oved Edom, Hema, Uvenayim Ba'acheyim, Ish Chayil B'koach Lavoda, Shishim V'shnayim Lo'ved Edom. Okay, Rashi works out the math, how you work out how it was Shisha B'keres Echad to all the daughters-in-law. Vayter. Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi. So we have a number of chazals in the name of Rabbi Avin Halevi. Kol HaDochek Es HaShaa Shaa Doch Kaso. Literally, if somebody pushes the moment, somebody tries to overcome and jump in at a moment when he's not supposed to jump in. He tries to jump. Shah do chaso, that he's just going to be pushed aside. He tries to push the Shah. Rashi gives an example of Avshalom. You try to become king before you're supposed to be king, it's not going to happen. The Shah is going to push you aside. Right? God, timing is everything, says the Gemara. You try to push the time, time's going to push you. They call it nitche mipnei Shah. And if somebody has the patience for the right moment, then the moment is going to come and appear in front of you before you know it. Shah nidches bepnei mipanav. The moment is going to appear in front of you. That's a hard balance to always know when, and when is an opportune time, and when is a time to wait a little bit. Right, we always say carpe diem. We try to use the time and yom katzar v'malacha meruba. But maybe in terms of authority and that's the example being given. In that time. Right. Me the Rabbah of Rav Yosef. Where do you know this from? From Rabbah and Rav Yosef. To Rav Yosef, Sinai, Rabbah Oker Harim. Rav Yosef and Rabbah. Rav Yosef was the Bekias master called Sinai. He had a vast, wide range of knowledge. Rabbah was the Oker Harim. He was Ma'ayin. He was the one who could delve into a topic like no one else. So Rav Yosef was Sinai. Rabbah was Oker Harim. Yisrochel Shaita. And they needed a new Rosh Yeshiva. Right, second time in the Masechta that we talk about needing a new Rosh Hashiva. When was the first time earlier? The story from Nagadah, Blazim and Azariah, Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, right, earlier Daf Chav Zayin. So here we have another one. They need a new Rosh Hashiva. Now in the times of the Amoraim, Shalchu Lahasam, so they sent Sinai V'Oker Harim Ezem Yam Kodim. So they said to Shiloh, to Eretz Yisrael, which is greater, the Baal Iyun or the Baal Bakiyus? The Sinai or the Ochar Harim? Sholchu Lehu, Sinai Kodem. They said Sinai goes first, the Baal Bakiyus. Why? Shehakol Srichin Lamare Chiti. Everybody needs the one who has the wheat. Meaning it's for the Rosh Hashiva, you need somebody who has the vast array of knowledge in order to be the Rosh Hashiva. Right? The Me'iri points out, not here, the Me'iri, the end of Masechus Harius, where this also appears, this doesn't mean that somebody, the one who has Bakiyas, who has no understanding of the depths of Talmud, should be appointed. We're talking about Rav Yosef, who not only had the Bakiyas, but he also understood how to put everything together. Maybe Rabba's specialty was a little more Iyun. But the Miri says, obviously, he has to know how to put it together too. V'davka, sha'avo b'sheinu mefu'l pal kolkach, hu baki b'pirushan shel halachos, u'b'mashe yotzei mehen, v'yesh lo b'chinas dimyon hadvarim zubazu, v'otzoaz davar b'tov davar, alo mishe'ein b'yado elo sugyas ha'talmud sedur b'fiv. If somebody knows shas by heart, says the Meiri, but he can't put it together, he can't explain, you know, what is this Gemara as compared to this Gemara. He can know shas by heart, says the Meiri. He's not the leader. He's not the Rosh Yeshiva. The ein biyado derach psak ubechina b'dimyonos ubahavanas davar mitav davar eino bichlal Sinai klal velo bichlal baal hora. That is not a Sinai person. V'lo'od, elacharach lihi zaher. It's a very interesting line here. Mehora asam harbe. Also, somebody like that who knows shas by heart has to be very careful that he doesn't offer psakim thinking that he knows everything, because he knows it by heart. Ache yefalsuha mishem b'moznav m'uyanos v'sich lo zach lachria es hakaf la'echon mitzadav. U'mikom ache mishem b'alakan v'tamudu b'yado. It's good to know, but the Biri says one has to be very careful with that. So, Hakol Tzrich L'Marech Itaya. Everybody needs that. Good. Major shot. Let's just finish the story, I guess, and then we'll make a number of comments. Afal Pikein, Lokiba love Rav Yosef, but even so, even though Rav Yosef was picked, he was the Sinai, he did not accept to be the Rosh Yeshiva before Rabba. Why? Da Amri Le Kaldoi, because certain fortune tellers had told him, Malchus Tartin Shnin, you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years. See, he realized whenever he becomes Rosh Yeshiva, he's only got 2 years. So he didn't want to become Rosh Yeshiva so soon. So, what happened? He let Rabba go. Malach Rabba, Eser V'tartin Shnin. Rabba became Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. And then, Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalga. Then Rav Yosef was ruling for 2.5 years. Kol Hanach Shani, the Malach Rabba. And all those 22 years that Rabba ruled, Afilu Umna Lebesei Lokara. Rav Yosef never even called a doctor to his house. Meaning he never acted with any little srara. He didn't want it to be considered in Shemayim any type of authority. I'm not the Rosh Yeshiva yet. You know, I'll wait online in the doctor's office. He doesn't have to come to me. But he said that's why he didn't try to call any issue of srara to his house. Okay, two or three points. Number one, in the Sefer Shari Talmud Torah, Rav Yehuda Levi. So there he talks about, brings many sources. He has one chapter on Bakiyas, he has one chapter on Be'iyun. Again, there's many Mefarshim that discuss the relationship between the two. But Kimat all agree that for someone to be Ma'ayin and have true Iyun, there needs to be somewhat of a breadth of knowledge. But if one wants to know the order, there has to be some Bakiyas before Be'iyun. You know, it's the big joke. Arba, Avos. There are four Avos? I thought there were three Avos. Oh, the answer, Nizikin. No, obviously, that's a joke. Arba, Avos, Nizikin, read the whole sentence. Can't be Ma'ayin before we have, that's just an extreme joke example. But one has to realize that in order to have the ability to be Mechadesh, so one needs somewhat a level of of knowledge. He quotes here from Reb Chaim, Misha Omer Pilpul Vadain Einu Zocher Kol Hashas Imrashi Zeladaiti Pilpul Shel Hevel. Okay, that's Reb Chaim. Right, and they talk about in the days of the early Achronim that they used to learn the entire Masechta with Rashi before opening up a Tosfos. Before looking at a Tosfos, you learn the whole Masechta with Rashi. And that's what they say. At least, let's put it in, at least in our terms, learn the whole Masechta of Mishnayos. Before we learn the Masechta, that's something that we can learn, at least even on our level. Right, to say that we should learn. Okay, tomorrow we're starting Maseches Shabbos with Rashi, and once we finish that, we'll come down. No, we don't. Right, we're not there. But we have to realize to try to do it. But again, many Mefarshim explain how we have to have time for both. We have to have time to make ourselves Sinai and make ourselves Oker Harim. And he's fascinating. He quotes from the Nesivos Sava. Listen to this line of the Nesivos Sava. Im tisku v'tiu lomdim, tivkvu la'atzmachem shir pashut b'chol yom, lo pachos midaf echad b'gemara, keseder hashas, milvad shir b'iyun, v'yizel l'chok v'lo yavar. What's the original source for Daf Yomi? Right here, the Nesivos before Meir Shapiro made it famous. But the Nesivos has it right here, 200 years before Meir Shapiro. Lo pachos midaf echad v'gemara b'seder hashas. That's where the Nesivos has that. Again, but this Iyun and Bekiyas, we have to try to devote ourselves to both. How did Rav Yosef go ask a fortune teller to tell him what's going to be? Is that a violation of Tam Tiyam Hashem Alakecha? So before his pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, the Ramban says, Tam Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, we should be miyachid our heart only to Him. Midna amin shehu levado oseh kol v'hu hayodeya amitas kol asid umimenu levado nidash hasidos. He can't ask any source of fortune telling except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We give an amin shekol abos tiena kviyas karev adam levado. So the closer we are to Him, the better it is for us. So how could Rav Yosef trust? So it must be, says the Gra in the Imri Noam, it must be that they just told him. He didn't like ask. He happened through Siyata Deshmaya to hear about it, but he didn't ask. And in that way, once you hear about it, you're allowed to, you know, be choshesh for the information. But lav dafka that he asked. One final point related to this, and then we'll continue. Chashuke Chemed. The Chashuke Chemed, by the way, I just got one of Masech Shabbos, so don't worry about it. Third Masech in a row, we'll have one. Says the Chashuke Chemed. Let's say somebody is, Rachmana Litzlan, in need of medical advice. And there's one doctor that is a Sinai. And there's one doctor that's an Oker Harim. There's one doctor that knows every disease in the book. He knows the textbooks by heart. He knows everything. He journals. He knows everything. And then there's the Oker Harim. He could delve into the disease and the symptoms and give you the Rashi and the Tosas or give you Eggers about every little symptom that you're having. So which doctor do you trust? The Sinai or the Oker Harim? So they said the question was asked to the Chalushi Arim. The Chalushi Arim says, hey, look at our Gemara. Sinai, the one who has the vast knowledge. Yesh l'had the Daito Shalabaki. And Rav Silberstein says, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he says, Ein hanidon doma l'raya. You can't compare the case of the doctors to our case. To be the Rosh Yeshiva, like an Argamara, then you have to have a wider range of knowledge. You know, everybody's going to tell me, they're going to ask you from all over Shas questions. You have to be able to, like, talk to them in learning and to be able to, you know, talk to the donors and let them think how unbelievable and know how amazing, how much knowledge you have. But when you want to know this illness of this guy, do you really care how much book knowledge he has? Says Rav Yashiv, of course not. You want the greatest ma'ayin, the one who'll think about every little detail in your situation. So he says, obviously, you go by the Oker Harim in this case, not the Sinai. Says Rav Yashiv, aval kishadanim lahadvinis tiva machla bazelo shamanu umisavri yover shabala seichel acharif yamod yoser ala emes bebirur ha sasim. Interesting, relating the Sinai and Oker Harim to doctors in medicine. Viter. This tells me that if we're all schlepping something, we're all schlepping a big piece of wood, a board, the guy whose wood it is should be in the middle holding the heaviest part. It's his, he should be the most involved. So Yaakov, it's his children. Shifteka. So when his children are in trouble, the B'nai Yisrael are in trouble, he's the one that's going to be nichnas most and take upon himself the responsibility. So that's why we dive in specifically to asking the God of Yaakov to help us. We're not diving to Yaakov. We're diving to Elokei Yaakov. as the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, I think it is, or Yom Kippur, one of the two, when he talks about the going to Kfaris at Erev Yom Noraim. So he quotes there that we're supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus the Niftarim, not to the Niftarim. Right, b'schus the Niftarim, b'schus the all of the Torah and mitzvahs that they were involved in their life. Anyone who gets benefit from a suda of a tabr chacham, kilu nana mizev shechina, ziv is getting nana hana from the shechina. Shnei amar vayavo Aaron v'chol zegnei Yisrael le'echol lechem im chosein Moshe lefnehu Elokim. They all came to eat with Moshe in front of Hashem. V'chin lefnei Elokim achalo, v'lefnei Moshe achalo. They ate in front of Moshe. Ela lo malacha kol anana misuuda shetam lachacham shorei besocha kilu anana mizev hashchina. If you're with Moshe, you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim point out, because it's obviously going to be Divrei Torah there. And if there's Divrei Torah there, so then that's it. You're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the pasuk we had earlier in the Masechta from Yechezkel. Vayidaber Eli zeh shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. Right, that everything should be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every meal that we have. V'yomer Rabbi Avin Alevi. Haniftar mechaveiro al yomar lo leich bishalom elo leich lishalom. When we say goodbye to somebody, we should never say bishalom. We should say lishalom. Let's quote the sources and then we will discuss. Shahare Yisro sha'amar lo lemoshe leich lishalom. Yisro tells Moshe, go lishalom alev olav etzliach. He succeeded. V'david sha'amar lo l'avshalom leich bishalom halach v'nitzle. He went and we know what happened to Avshalom. He lost his life. Right, so that's Lech Lishalom and Bishalom. The most common pshat of the Mefarshim between Lech Bishalom and Lech Lishalom is Lishalom, go to, that means you still have a goal. Still have a goal. Lishalom, go to achieve your goal. Lishalom. Bishalom means like you're already there. Go and you've already reached. You already reached your goal. You've already reached what you've supposed to achieve. That's why Lishalom, keep going towards your goal on Mei of Asrim. That's Lishalom. The Ben Yehoyada asks, David HaMelech, did he know this Chazal? Assuming he did, so how did he tell that to his son? So how could David? We learned it from David not to do it, but how did David do it? So the Ben Yehoyada has two pshatim. Benir Ali, he says, B'siyata d'shmaya. Ki David HaMelech al v'shalom ha'im eskavi b'dav rezel osios b'shalom sheyesh b'shmo shel avshalom. In avshalom, you have the word b'shalom. So he's telling him, go b'shalom. Diyadua, osios shem ha'adam heim tsinoros ha'shefa shelo. As the Arvi Nachal says, through our name, that's why the Shalach HaKadosh says we say a pasuk about our name at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Through our name, we can get tremendous bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David, by saying Bishalom, he was trying to bring the Shefa down through Avshalom's name for him. But David HaMelech Alev Avshalom, Niskavim L'Tovaso, La'or La'osios Bashalom Shebishmo, Shemorikim Lo Shefa. The problem is, Bishalom also has inherent power, like our Chazal says. Lech Lishalom Bishalom. So even though he had that Kavana, but he ended up, Rahman al-Salam, ended up being Kishkaga sheyotzei lefnei hashalit. Number one. Number two, the other pshat he gives is that Avshalom haye machshavaso balicha zula hara. Obviously we know Avshalom tricked his father, and he had negative intentions. Right, I'm going to go to Chevron. Why did he go to Chevron? The Radak points out, because that's where David's Malchus started, so he's going to go and pretend that he's going to start the Malchus there. So he was tricking, right? He stole the hearts of David and Am Yisrael. So that is why min hashamayim samu b'fiv shel David habracha b'lashen zeh shehu l'ras avshalom bal karchach. So that's why David didn't realize it. But this is what Shamayim put into his mouth. And what is the message? Aleph always symbolizes Achdus. Av Shalom. Really, the name of Avshalom should be, I'm at peace with my father. Avshalom. The problem is Avshalom wasn't doing this. He wasn't acting with Avshalom, peace with his father, with Father David. So that's why Minash Shemayim, it came out of David that take away the Aleph. Aleph, which symbolizes Achdus, which symbolizes togetherness. You're not doing that, Aleph. That's not your motivation. That's not your machshava and kavana behind what you're doing. So they take away the Aleph. So you're left with Bishalom. And in that way, the tragic circumstances occurred afterwards. That's Lech Lishalom and Lech Bishalom. Good. V'yomer Rabbi Avin Halevi, ha'niftar min ha'meis, al yomer lo Lech Lishalom, elo Lech Bishalom. But by a neis, it's the opposite. Why? They've already reached their goal. So you don't say Lishalom anymore, because they've already reached. Right? Misha tarch be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Right? There's no more being osik afterwards. Shenemar v'atavo tavo el be'avosecha b'shalom. Amar b'levi barchiya hayotzi b'beis ha-knesses v'nichnas l'beis ha-medrash v'osik b'torah zoche u'makabo p'nei shechina. Somebody goes from a shul to a beis medrash. He's zoche u'makabo p'nei shechina. Shenemar yelchu michayel el-chayo yira'eh el-elokim b'tzion. Meaning, after we daven, we're supposed to learn something. From a beis ha-knesses to beis ha-medrash. Right, as much as we can not run out after davening on any day, even learning for 2 minutes, right? That is the message of the Gemara. Zocha b'kapanei shechida, because we're showing it's not an all to be in the shul. Right, we're learning afterward. That's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, it talks about after shul we're supposed to set aside time for learning before we go out to work as much as we can. So if you have to learn before davening, also, that's also good. I don't think the Gemara is against that. But that's the connection. Amar b'chiyah barashi amarav. Even before we do the next few lines, Rameir Shapiro was asked in one of his tshuvas, if somebody is no dare to do daf yomi, so does bracha samach dalad count? It's not a daf. I mean, if you go to Rabbi Razor Shears, and it's still going to take the same amount of time, is that a daf? So, do I fulfill my nether of daf yomi? Maybe I should have to do brachas daf beis today also. Or, what if somebody promises that they're going to take part of a daf yomi shir once? Like, which one? I'm not going to go to brachas lamo dalet. No, I don't have time. I can't stay in shul that long. So what's the halacha? So, the Rav Zilber, again, the Chazuk Chemed, she'ila cholash another lishtatif pamachas b'shir shal daf yomi, hanil ba'barov ha'am. But he can't sit so long at the base medrash. So he wants to do brachas lamach dalet. So he quotes the tshuva of Meir Shapiro in Or HaMeir, his tshuvas, where he says it's obviously okay. Because when you're a makabal daf yomi, you know there's a brachas lamach dalet, which only has an amud aleph. You know there are many mesechtas that only end with an amud aleph. So therefore he says it's included in your kavana. He quotes like a raya from Meseches Menachos, talks about a daf of a sefer Torah, even though they mostly have to be a certain amount of lines. The end of the Torah does not have to be. But lamaisa, it still counts as a daf. So that's what Meir Shapiro said, and that's what somebody who was no derek can still count this as a daf. Vayter Amar b'chiyah barashi amarav talmidei chacham ein lahem menucha lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. Talmidei chachamim don't have menucha at all, even in the next world. Shnemar yelchu michayel l'chayel yira'a el elokim b'tzion. What does that mean? They don't have menucha. They don't have menucha. They're not going to have menucha in the olam ha'emes, the olam haba. I would think only in this world. So the Marsha says here, what does menucha mean? Hashem had menucha on Shabbos. Menucha means finishing of a process. Ba Shabbos, ba menucha, the completion of a process. Talmid Chachamim never have the process completed. In the Olam Haba, they're still going to be Osek Batur, but it's not like it's going to be a tircha or difficult. It's going to be enjoyment. But that's what it says the Marsha. Menucha means. Menucha means the end of a process. Fulfillment, right, we say it's rest, but it might be better to translate it as fulfillment of completion of a task. And when is the task complete? In Olam Haba, we're still being Nana Miziv Hashchina. So therefore, there's no Menucha there. In this world, there's more Mesiris Nefesh involved. But there, it'll just be the Nana Miziv Hashchina. Am Rabbi Elazar, Am Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim are mar b'shalom. Sh'ne'emar v'chol banach limudi Hashem v'rav shalom b'noyach al tikrei b'noyach ela b'noyach. Why are they mar b'shalom? Are they mar b'shalom? So a number of points. Number one, it's definitional, one could suggest. A Talmid Chacham needs to be mar b'shalom. If somebody is not mar b'shalom in the world, and Rahman al-Islam, they do the opposite, that's a reflection that they're not a true Talmid Chacham. Because by definition, a Talmid Chacham has to be a person who's mar b'shalom ba'olam. Number one. Number two, the Nefesh HaChaim writes at the beginning of his... met a number of times in the Nefesh HaChaim, but right at the beginning, in Shaar Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, he talks about how we have no hasaga about the effects that every mitzvah, every little maaseh tov, every little minute of learning that we do in life, we have no idea how that's affecting the Olamos HaElyonim in Shamayim. We are building worlds. We are perfecting the universe by coming to a daf yomi shir. We're perfecting the universe by wearing tzitzis, by putting on tefillin. We have no idea. It's beyond comprehension what we're involved in. Talmidei Chachamim mar b'mshalom ba'olam. In the whole world, they're mar b'mshalom because we're creating the world. Ki b'masa v'diburav u'machshevosa v'atovim hu mekayim v'nosein koach b'kama kochos v'olamos v'olyonim ha'kadoshim. Umosef bam kedusha va'or ki heima ha'masajim olamos v'olyonim kibona masader ben chas v'shalom the opposite. And Chas V'Shalom the opposite. And that's what he says. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim. What does Tzelem Elokim mean? Unbelievable. Shekemo Shehu Yisbarach Shemo. Hu Ho Elokim Bal HaKochos. Kein Hishlit Ritzono Yisbarach Es HaAdam. Sheyehehu HaPoseach VaHasoger Shel Kama Alfei Ribos Kochos V'Olamos. Just like God is all-powerful, he created man being all-powerful, being able to affect Shemayim. And then he says, V'Karov L'Shemoa. He says, and maybe this is a deeper interpretation of Da Mala Mala Mimcha. Da Mala Mala. No, everything above, it's Mimcha, it's from you. It's from you. You have no idea what you're doing, Chazal tell us. Im ein charoa be'inecha ha'inyanim ha'noroim ha'nasa b'masecha aval teda ne'emana ki kol ma she'nasa l'mala b'al yamas ha'yonim ha'kol mimchahu al'pi ma'asecha la'notim al'pi ha'mi'itzu v'yavo. And we have to realize this, and he says, then he has a scary line. We have to realize the responsibility we have. He says, think about Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. They only destroyed the bottom worlds with their actions. A Jew has the power, Rachmano Itzlan, Latov, and to the opposite of Tov, but not just destroying the Olam Hazeh, affecting the upper worlds. Rak b'chato eino nismait v'tosh kaviyach l'kol ha'gvura shamala. The Chulu, he continues here, and we have to realize that. Im kein be'ez asher yasser adam l'achshob b'levavo. When somebody has a machshava lo tova, harei k'machin is zona b'beis kachi ha'kadoshim ha'elyon. The Chulu. So we have to realize the power that we have, and if we use it positively, tamid yechachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, says the Nefesh HaChayim. The Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky also saw has a pshat of Tamid Chachamim Marbim Shalom. He quotes, "Sheina Kavana She Tamid Chacham Holchim Ibayis LaBayis LaHar B'Shalom Inish LaIshto." Doesn't mean that a Tamid Chacham is going around. He can't be Marbim Shalom like that, like Aaron HaKohen. But he says, "No, El Inyan Shalom Hu Hefich Kepeda V'Kaas." What do you mean Marbim Shalom? If a Tamid Chacham, if anybody reaches the level that they realize what's important in life, and certain things don't bother them, and even if somebody slights them, okay, big deal, and they let things slide, they're nelaveinu olev, that's mar b'shalom, because they're not going to get angry, they're not going to get upset, they're not going to take things personally, that's a tamal chacham mar b'shalom ba'olam. We have to reach the level that we realize, so somebody just takes my spot, and somebody does this, and somebody does that, okay, big deal, it's okay. So that's tamid chacham mar b'shalom ba'olam. We have to have the the Ashkafa of a Talmud Chacham, of somebody who knows what's important in life, and in that way, be Mar B'Shalom, Memela, by not getting excited about things. Shalom Rav Al-Abeser, Hasechem Elamo Mechsho, Yishalom Bechidah Shalavar Bam Nosach, Manachai Be'edam Nesha Labach, L'man Be'ed Hashem Al-Kin Avakshto Blach, Hashem Oz Lamo Yitin, Hashem Yivarech Hazamo B'Shalom. The Aruch Laner in Yevamos, we mentioned this a number of times, but there's four times in Shas that we have to mention this. The Aruch Laner, at the end of Yevamos, points out that there are four mesechtas that end with this chazal. Four mesechtas. Brachas, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisus. Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Brachas, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisus. Says the Aruch Laner there at the end of Yevamos. I don't know why it's not at the end of Brachas. Why? Because there is no Aruch Laner on Brachas. So that's why it's at the end of Yevamos. Says it's the first one of the set. At the end of Yevamos, he mentions that there are four types of shalom, four areas of shalom. Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam, bein Adam la'chavero, bein Ish la'ishto, bein Guf v'neshama. The four shaloms that we have to have. And these are the four mesechtas that teach us this. Brachas is the first one. Kriya Shema, Tefillah, everything we've been involved in, that's shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yevamos, bein Adam la'chavero. Al-Chaveru, the brothers, right, that bring shalom in the world. Lachim Shema Achiv. Nazir, Beinish Leishto. And finally, Krisus, Bein Guf Linishama. Shetoeles Hamitzvah Shadam Mekayim Ba'olam Hazeh, Hu Litin Kiyim Lenefesh Abahemi, Shebaguf, Leval Yechla Gam Echad, Hiporet HaRuach, HaChayim Imanu. So the Guf Linishama, that is Mesechus Krisus. Those are the four shaloms that we have. So again, that is the The one that we just completed, Baruch Hashem, is Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAdam. That's the Shalom of Maseches Brachos. We have to realize the schus that we had of being involved in this Masechta. And if one has a question about making a Siyum, I mentioned this before, but it's just so fascinating, so I'll mention it again. The Kashuk Lover, the Eretz Tzvi has a tshuva in Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Dalet. How are you allowed to make a Siyum? Maybe, over time, the censors took out one or two words here and there, and maybe we're missing a line of the Gemara, and right, we know some of them we know about. There's some Gemara's in Sanhedrin when we got back in. But maybe there was part of Maseches Brachos. How can you make a Siyum? Right, you're Messiahim something. Says the Kashuk Lover, he says, Venir Linias Dati Liyashiv Amina. He says, first of all, what? You can only make a Siyum on Gemara? What about in Maseches Shabbos, when one of the Amoraim says that whenever the rabbis finished a Masechta, I made a Siyum? They were the Gemara. They didn't have the Gemara. Right, so you can't say, oh, they... Right, it's all the discussions of the Gemara. So first of all, that already shows that it's not Dafka, the Gemara that we have it, but it is a complete unit. Whenever you need two things, Sheyehe Siyum v'gam Yelo Simcha Mizeh. Right, that's the two things that you need. You need a complete unit, and is there a Simcha? So he says, Mashe. He says, Achash Sidra Ravina v'Ravashi Eino Motzei Koras Ruach Alfakas Ratzam V'Siyum Maseches Mishnayis. Even though it's a Masechta, it is no Simcha as much as there is when it comes to a Siyum Masechta of Gemara, and therefore one only makes a Siyum on Gemara. But Mashe Ki B'Mashe Chaser Adet Sanzer Eino Motzei Klal Eitzol Shum Ben Torah Rak Lemiuta Demiuta Vein Margish Ba'Atzmo Shechaser Lo Meuma. I don't feel like I missed anything. Vein Zemoneya Simchaso V'Afakas Ritzono, and therefore he says there is not a problem. And then he says very sharply, and if it was taken out, if Siyata D'Shemaya happened, had it that we're missing these lines, it must be that those aren't crucial lines in Shas. If Hashem allowed those lines to be taken out, it must be that those lines aren't crucial for the definition of the Masechta, and therefore we can realize that what we have is good enough. Dimhaya shayeches l'mamarim elu be'etzam ha-masechta lo haya shlita l'hasanzer l'hotzia misham kashiv tachtanu ha-Torah ki lo tichachech mipizaro v'chulu kem b'zeh haya nesivim v'nashamayim she'i nimcha zechronim yisever v'chulu and it continues. Therefore, everybody could be confident and besimcha as we are on this Cholamoid Sukkis that Maseches Brachos, Hadron Lacharos, Legal Maseches Brachos, and Mez Hashem, we should come back to Maseches Brachos as soon as we can. Mez Hashem, tomorrow again, we start Maseches Shabbos, Daf Beis, on the OU website, OU.org. We'll be starting Maseches Shabbos. Scheduling-wise, I'm not sure if there'll be I'm giving a shiur on Sunday to work out the schedule. I'll let you know tomorrow. But tomorrow, Mez Hashem, we'll have shiur. Sunday is there from 7.5 years ago, Bar Shabbos Dav Dalet, but Beth Hashem, tomorrow we'll have shiur, and then we'll finalize it then. Okay? We thank again the sponsors for the shiurim, the Orlinsky's family, L'zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, and Chaim Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. A guten Moed to all.